Patient's name, James, last name, Malnar. Date of birth is 3/22/1944. Date of service 10/19/2022. History, present illness. 78-year-old male, presents to the clinic for a follow-up visit. He states this morning he still was not able to use. He has been able to use his nebulizer. He states it did improve the first time around, but he still is having some phlegm whenever he coughs. Allergies, known drug allergies, current medication, Crestor medical history, anxiety, hypertension, surgical history denied, social history denied, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHBI, vital signs, blood pressure is 190 over 76, heart rate 95, respiration 16, temp 98.1, O2 is 89. He weighs 254 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. He does appear to be having some mild shortness of breath. HEENT, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, negative, no erythema, and he has no erythema to the posterior pharynx. Neck, negative JVD, no use of accessory muscles. Chest, S1, S2, respirations are even mildly labored. He does have diffuse, coarse breath sounds throughout all quadrants. Abdomen is soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4. He has no accessories of abdominal muscles for breathing. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema. Neuro, he's alert and oriented times 4. His gait is steady. His skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1. Bronchitis, worsening number 2. Shortness of breath. I did immediately reevaluate patient's O2 upon arrival to the room, and it did read 96%. I tried to encourage patient to do a chest x-ray, which he adamantly refused, and I also encouraged patient to go to the emergency room to be evaluated for pneumonia, which he stated, quote, it would be a waste of money, end quote. Patient states he's had this same issue 2 years ago and then again 3 years ago, and it took almost 4 weeks to get rid of. He states that he did have to get the shots several times, so I did agree to give him another Rocephin shot today in the office. He is still currently taking the Levaquin that was prescribed to him on the last visit. He said he has 4 more pills. The only medication that I will add to his current regimen is Pulmicort twice a day. I did do patient teaching with him and discuss rinsing his mouth out after usage, which he does agree to. I discussed with patient again if breathing did get worse, but I strongly encouraged him to go to the emergency room, which he states that that was not necessary at this time. Patient will continue with the current plan of care. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.